I am so excited to be sharing with you journeys in food, nutrition, and sustainability. But first, I'm currently a student nutritionist, having completed 4 years studying food science and nutrition at the University of Leeds. While I am working towards my accreditation, I am not yet an accredited nutritionist. What is shared on this podcast should not be taken as personalised nutritional advice. If you want nutritional advice, you should contact a registered nutritionist or dietitian. Other resources available to you include the EFSA, the WHO, and the NHS websites. Now, let's get on with the podcast. I'm Amelia, your host of Journeys in Food, Nutrition, and Sustainability. I am so excited to be sharing with you my guests' journeys in these fields, hopefully helping to inspire your journeys. This week, I am welcoming Heather, an accredited associate nutritionist. Today, we talk about Heather's journey, how she has always been interested in food and health, but it was only after completing her BSc in biology and having worked in various science and food-based jobs that her passions led her to an MSc in human nutrition, graduating last year. Heather is on Instagram, where she shares evidence-based nutrition in her own unique style by incorporating nutrition with art. Today, Heather shares with us her advice from her journey, including to always have faith in yourself and your own journey.
Don't worry if somebody else has done something that you haven't done, or if somebody else knows something that you don't know, because your journey is going to be different to everyone else's. But that's what makes it yours. Have faith in yourself and enjoy yourself along the way.
Welcome to Journeys in Food, Nutrition and Sustainability. Hi Heather, how are you today?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very busy. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I'm really excited to get to know you a little better and to share your journey.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. It's so nice to get to talk to you, especially after following you on Instagram for a while now. And I know a little bit about your journey through food and nutrition from both following you and chatting with you. I know you're passionate about movement and sustainability, as well as so many other things. And I'm so excited to share these and much more with our listeners today. First, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Heather. I'm 26 years old and I'm a registered associate nutritionist. I've got a BSc in biological sciences and an MSc in human nutrition. It took me a couple of years to figure out that I wanted to study nutrition. So in between my degrees, I've had a couple of jobs. I've done traveling and now I'm just ready to start my nutrition career.
Oh, that's exciting. How did you find studying biological sciences? What inspired that?
It was really good. I think it came from an interest in health and being interested in the body, physiology, also in animals and the environment. It was a really nice broad course and it allowed me to study all the things I was interested in.
I love that. And I like that it was broad. That's kind of what I love about studying food science and nutrition, that broad aspect of everything that's there. And you said that you took a couple of years out and then it came to you about nutrition. Did it develop over your travels, or where did you first think, okay, this is the slightly different direction that I want to take?
I think it did develop quite naturally. I'd always been a bit of a foodie and really interested in sport and nutrition as well. So I think there was a point in my life when I was just finishing up a 6-month project with a company, a science-related job. And so I was thinking, right, what am I going to do next? And this is then when I started looking into nutrition. I quickly figured out that I'm going to need a degree. I'm going to need a master's. So I started looking at courses and decided that I was going to go for it. I thought, if I don't, I feel like I might just have a regret for the rest of my life, because I know I'm really passionate about it. So I just decided to go for it.
That's really brave to take that time out after your BSc. You're clearly always interested in science and, as you say, health, and you're interested in sports. So it's always been underlying. But then to develop it and take that time and really think about what you wanted to do is quite amazing. How was it going back to uni?
It was tricky in some aspects, like getting back into the student mindset. For my master's, I commuted instead of living on campus, which was quite nice, actually. But I think the thing that made it easier getting back into uni life was that I had this real focus and passion. I knew that I wanted to study nutrition. And so I think that was really my motivation.
Do you feel that if you hadn't had that time out, you would have had that same focus and that same passion?
That's an interesting question. I think potentially no. It fell into place quite nicely for me. I think through doing a few other sciencey jobs, I worked in pharmaceutical sales and I did an internship with the Walt Disney Company. I think I just slowly figured it out. And then because I knew I wanted to do it and because I was really passionate about it, it definitely motivated me to work hard.
And you say it all fell into place and it does seem that everything that you've done came together, but clearly a lot of hard work has gone into all of that as well.
Yeah, I guess it has. Definitely, like my biology degree was definitely a lot of work, and the other jobs as well, they've all been challenging but really exciting. And my master's, I think because it was a one-year course, it made it very intense. It was lots to learn, but I think I was just really keen to learn it all, so it made it really enjoyable.
Yeah, so I'm going into my master's in a couple of months' time. Obviously, it was different from you taking a couple of years out and then going into your master's, but do you have any advice on taking that step up to a master's degree?
Oh, that's a tricky one. It's tough because the master's is definitely different to the undergraduate. Like the level of research and all the skills that you develop and all the knowledge is next level from a BSc. I think planning is really important. So try and plan a good schedule for yourself. Schedule in downtime as well, because it is a lot of work. But I think mainly if you're passionate about it, which I know that you are, that it will push you to work really hard and to be successful for sure.
I think what you said about scheduling in downtime is so important as well, because you really can't burn yourself out all the time. And it's hard when you're so passionate about a subject, but it is important to look after yourself.
Definitely.
So I know you've done an international placement, and that sounds so exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So it was an international work program with the Walt Disney Company. This is really amazing. It involved relocating to Florida, and I was working in the theme parks as a cultural representative. So they have different areas of the theme park which are themed like different countries. So I was working in the UK pavilion as a server. It was one of the lucky few to get promoted to a bartender position. It was a really fun job, very fast-paced food and beverage roles.
That sounds huge, relocating to Florida. How did you find it?
I think I already knew I really wanted to do this program and that I really wanted to live in Florida. So there were definitely struggles like missing friends and family. But the job was so fun and it was so fast paced that you just like got on with it. There was so much going on that often it would take your mind off things like missing home or missing family.
That's lovely. Do you think taking that year out, going to Florida, living in a different country, being in the workplace changed your journey? Do you think being in the food industry at that point may have kind of like planted that seed that might be where you want to go?
I think rather than planting the seed, I think it built on it. I have always loved food and I loved my job as a server, working with guests in the restaurant to decide what they wanted to eat and working with them if they had allergies. So I think it really built upon that. And then it was after I got home and did one more sciencey job that I thought, right, I think I'm going to go for this now.
Well, that's so exciting. And you graduated from your master's a year ago now. Where do your main interests lie in nutrition now?
I'd say quite varied. And what's been really nice is during lockdown, I've had opportunities to do lots of reading, listen to lots of webinars, things like that. I think things really interesting me at the minute is health promotion and weight management and behavior change. And then also sustainability as well, like a sustainable plant-based diet. Those are the things that I'm really enjoying learning about at the moment.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. I'm very excited to talk to you a bit more about sustainability. You just mentioned about doing more reading and webinars at the moment, and obviously we need that for continued professional development. Do you have any advice on CPD, how to find it, how to record it, how to reflect on it, and all of that?
Yeah, so what I do when I'm searching for CPD is, for a start, it's great to just have a Google, like see what webinars are coming up. I think on the AFN's website, they have a list of accredited webinars. Also, I found a lot of mine through Google and through the Nestle websites.
And
things like that. So yeah, they have some really interesting ones for sure. Sometimes they're more tailored to a dietitian. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it can be something that's still really interesting to learn about. And in terms of recording my CPD, I've started an Excel spreadsheet where I have lots of different columns and record all the different details. So simple things like the name of the webinar and the date. And then I also do things like write down the three main findings or the most interesting finding. Also, it's nice to reflect on ways in which the webinar might shape your work. So maybe if you find out something you didn't know before, it's maybe going to change your view or change your work slightly as a nutritionist as well.
That's really interesting. And how long for each webinar would it take you to do your CPD?
So webinars tend to be an hour long. And then what I like to do is make notes on my laptop and then go through the notes again and then transfer those main learnings and main points onto my Excel spreadsheet. I don't think it necessarily has to take too long. I think you could do your CPD recording in half an hour or something like that. And it's nice to just refresh your memory on it as well.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear how you reflect on webinars. And is there CPD other than webinars? Because that's the main thing that I seem to see.
Yeah, it's definitely the main thing that I've done up until this point. I believe that there are some other things that can be done. For example, there are some courses which are approved by the AFN, and I think you can find details of those on their website. For example, I have my eye on an online course which is called Why Weight to Talk About Weight, and it's about learning how to have a tricky conversation with somebody about weight. Also, I think there are some CPD articles and documents that you can read and you can make a few little summary points.
Something that I'm really interested in that you've mentioned is that you're interested in behaviour change and how that's associated with nutrition. Can you explain a little bit about that passion?
Yeah, sure. It's quite a new interest, really. And it stemmed from seeing a couple of jobs recently that involve working one-on-one with individuals, and some of the roles really focus on behavior change. So they focus on not just what to do, but how to do it. And it's all about looking at an individual's barriers. And as I understand, there are lots of different behavior change techniques and techniques that you can use to work with somebody to make these healthy lifestyle changes. It's still something that I'm learning about. It's quite new to me, but it's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in psychology behind nutrition. It's like I studied at A level and I'm really keen to develop. I studied a little bit of it on my year abroad. I hope I can do a bit more reading behind that and hopefully some webinars, etc. So I know that we've touched on your work in regards to your placement in Florida, but you've got some other experience in the field, work experience, some internships. Could you tell us a bit more about your experience of the industry?
So during my master's, I've done a couple of bits of volunteering and work experience. So I did a week's work experience for a nutritional supplement company. And I also did some volunteering of some healthy lifestyle sessions. So I was shadowing and assisting a registered nutritionist with the delivery of healthy lifestyle sessions. A bit like what I was talking about a minute ago with the behavior change side of things. It was working with people to help them make healthy changes, whether it's to their diet or for physical activity. So that was a really great experience, and also did a couple of other things on campus. Like a couple of my friends and I, we promoted the BNF's Healthy Eating Week. So we put lots of posters up. We did lots of videos and sharing content on social media. And we also did a little collaboration with the university radio station. And we sort of broadcast some messages about healthy eating. There was a different theme for every day.
That's really interesting and amazing as well. And you've just touched on social media, and obviously that's how we've met, through Instagram. I think that's the importance of something like Instagram, is being able to give access to people who might not have access to this information and sharing what we know. And that's so important. And I love that you got in touch with your university radio station. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So let's talk about social media. When did you start your Instagram account?
So I started my account at the start of lockdown. Mm-hmm. Because I knew I had a bit more time to dedicate mm-hmm. to the posts and writing content. So yeah, it's been a couple of months now. I'm really glad that I decided to start it, because I can't believe how many amazing, like-minded people that I've met, and also learned about different jobs, different internships, different mm-hmm. CPD opportunities. So it's definitely been really helpful.
And that's linking in with what we were talking on before, like getting that shadowing experience, because it is hard to come by. But I think that's one of the best bits about being on Instagram, because there is such a community of people out there helping each other, sharing these opportunities, sharing what they're learning and what they're doing. And I think that's really amazing to be able to see and inspire you too.
Yeah, definitely. And especially during lockdown, it's been really nice to still be able to meet new people who are in the same field as you, and to be able to talk to people and keep yourself busy.
I totally agree. It's been so nice to be able to meet new people. I am appreciative of that.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
So speaking of your Instagram, obviously part of what you do on that is art, and you incorporate that with the nutrition side of it. And I'm so excited to talk to you about your art, because it's something that I'm really passionate about. I took art as an A-level. And then whilst I tried to do a bit of it at uni, it just kind of, I did not have that time. And my mum asked me about 3 days ago, would I do a piece of art for her? And I'm so excited and so honoured to do it. But I know that you've been incorporating it with your nutrition. So where did that idea come from? Have you always been passionate about art, and how do you go about it?
I've definitely always been passionate about art. I studied it at school and A-level, same as you. And then I was actually a little bit tempted to study it as a degree. It was between art or biology, but I think deep down I knew I was going to go with biology. I think the idea of incorporating some drawings into my page came from during lockdown. We've obviously had more time, and I started drawing as a hobby, and then thought, why not just combine the two things? Because sometimes there's so much great, useful information on social media, but sometimes there's a lot of writing and it ends up being a bit overwhelming trying to read all this information. So I thought it would be nice to create some visual educational things to be able to post on my page, and something that I enjoy doing as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And they are really good. I'd definitely recommend going and check them out. And they're unique to you. I don't think I've ever seen, so far, anyone else doing something similar to that. And I would recognise it as soon as it comes up on my feed. I'm like, oh, that's one of Heather's posts.
Oh, thank you.
We touched on this at the beginning, which is sustainability. And you mentioned it's one of your passions within nutrition and the food industry. So would you tell us a little bit more today about why you're passionate about sustainability and what sustainability means to you?
Yeah, sure. So I think my passion for sustainability has grown quite naturally just as I've got older. I've always loved animals, loved the environment. My family has always been quite big on limiting food waste and recycling. And then when I went to study my master's, I was able to learn more about food production and a sustainable plant-based diet. And so I think this has just sort of furthered my interest in it. And I just like to try and do small things in my everyday life to try and do my bit for the environment, whether it's having a reusable water bottle or a reusable coffee cup. We try to buy sustainably sourced fish. We try to eat less meat and focus on plant proteins some days of the week. So I think there's just a lot of little things.
I totally agree. Doing little things. You don't need to do everything. And as you say, thinking about having plants in your diet, thinking, oh, could I recycle that rather than put it in the bin? Or, oh, maybe I could blend that down into soup and not waste that food. And then as well, you still need it to be balanced. You still need it to be having all of your nutrients. I feel that's where it really comes into nutrition, and considering having everything is so important.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I was really interested to learn during a recent webinar on plant-based diets that I think when we say plant-based, we initially think vegan, but it's not necessarily a vegan diet. Mm-hmm. And so I found that really interesting, that it's just a case of eating a bit less meat and a bit more plant proteins.
One of my lectures this year told us plant-based has not been defined as a term. So it's really hard when you're looking through all the literature and it says, well, this plant-based diet has these health effects or this effect on the environment. But you really need to read that paper, because what plant-based says in one paper does not necessarily mean plant-based in another paper. So you need to look for those definitions. To me, plant-based means reducing your meat intake and increase your plant-based product intake.
Definitely. There's no set definition. So it can mean a whole load of different things. It's interesting to know that there's lots of different ways in which you can eat a sustainable diet. It doesn't necessarily mean complete eradication of animal products.
I know this is a tough question. What is next for you?
So number one is to find a job. Mm-hmm. It has been very difficult looking and trying to find work during lockdown, but I am hopeful that it is getting better. There are more jobs popping up, so that's definitely next on my agenda. And I'm just really keen over the next couple of years to keep learning, keep developing. I would like to get some more volunteering experience. And I'm just keen to progress and develop as a nutritionist.
That's brilliant. I wish you luck. So a question that I ask all of my guests at the end is, if you could for us sum up in a sentence, a few words, or a quote if you like, advice that you would give to people on their journeys in food, nutrition, and sustainability.
Okay, so a quote that I really like is to stay in your own lane. I think it's really great to get inspiration, motivation, and learn from other people. But what I would say is, don't worry if somebody else has done something that you haven't done, or if somebody else knows something that you don't know, because your journey is going to be different to everyone else's, but that's what makes it yours. I would just say, work hard for what you're passionate about, have faith in yourself, and enjoy yourself along the way.
Oh, what lovely words. And that is a great way to end it. Be true to yourself, remember who you are, and enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for being here today, Heather, and sharing your journey with us. If you don't follow Heather already, you can go and check her out on Instagram with both her nutrition and her art at nutrition.hd. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It has been a delight to talk with Heather today about how her passion for nutrition has evolved. I wish Heather and all of you luck on your journeys. If you enjoyed this episode, I am sure you will love next week's journey. So make sure to hit the subscribe button to be one of the first to hear. I hope you join me next Sunday to discover more journeys in food, nutrition, and sustainability.